It's Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from State of Control 62. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fragoza, Joe Whitaker, and Stephen Bronner talking about residential control systems. Stephen Bronner starts off talking about the process of creating a custom control system for your client.
The lines have been blurred in the last 3 to 4 years, but used to it was very defined. Either your system was a pre-cut, pre-assembled URC or Logitech style system, or you could do pretty much what you wanted to do. I mean, every system has limitations. I've dug into all of them. I looked into all the systems, and here's what I found. With the system that I chose, which is RTI, it's not a big secret. Everybody kind of laughs about it. But I chose RTI, and the reason why is we have a rule. I run my company very much like Jerry Maguire. Fewer clients, broader service. So whenever a client calls me, the answer is always yes. And with RTI, I can do that. So if the client calls me and says, and I actually, this is a real example. I had a client call me and say, hey, I want to put a picture of my dog on the screen of my touch panel just in this one room. And I want the icons to be paw prints, and it was the dog washroom, but they want to be able to control the music while they were in there. So I want the icons to be paw prints and all this stuff. And this was a few years back. And instead of looking at my client and going, oh, that's going to take 12 hours of programming and, you know, it's going to cost you an extra $1,500, $2,000 or whatever the price is, I was able to look at them and go, absolutely. Remember, I told you, the answer is always yes. And that has gotten me a lot because the API that we deal with is so open. It's ridiculous. Third-party driver developers, I know, Steve, you do a lot of that. You do. And we, as programmers, configurers, whatever you want to call us, I think that term is a little touchy, but the whatever you want to call it, I think that guys like you that write third-party drivers that allow us, I think what Richie said, take that edge off a little bit, smooth the kind of point of entry for these different products. You guys make a massive difference. But at the end of the day, if you walk into a situation, whatever you put in your client's home, the answer should never be no. That client paid you as an expert, and that client expects for you to be able to offer them that level of service. Now, if it's a pre-configured style client, you know, entry-level home, in and out, simple touch panels, yeah, the answer might be, well, yeah, but you need to change this because that's not the price point you were in. But if you're dealing with a custom client and the client comes at you with some crazy request, hey, I want the camera image to pull up, and if I double tap, I want it to zoom in, and all this stuff on my touch panels or my remote control when I pick it up. If it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I want it to look like this. If it's midnight, I want it to look like this. Those kind of things, you shouldn't have to tell your client that. I'm really big on that. You should be able to look at it and go, yes.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.